Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The day after the Federal Trade Commission passed a new rule banning non-compete clauses, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other big business groups have filed a lawsuit to block it. Workers say these clauses keep them from getting better jobs, while businesses say they're necessary to protect intellectual property. And now the legal battle could delay the ban from kicking in. For more, we're joined by Emily Birnbaum. She is a lobbying and legal affairs reporter for Bloomberg. Emily, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So let's jump into what the new rule will do. Does it ban all non-compete clauses?
Yeah, this new rule will ban for-profit employers from using any non-compete agreements in employment contracts, and it will apply retroactively. So employers will have to rescind their existing non-compete agreements. It's worth noting there's one big exception to the rule, which is it does not impact existing agreements with senior executives, which the FTC defines as somebody who makes more than $150,000 per year and has a public policy position. And it's worth emphasizing the rule doesn't ban non-compete agreements in the nonprofit sector because the FTC doesn't have authority there.
So just the for-profit sector. U.S. Chamber of Commerce, other big business groups backing this lawsuit, they say that the FTC doesn't actually have the authority to ban non-competes. Does it?
This is the big question. So the FTC statute says they're empowered to prohibit what's called unfair methods of competition. So that means exploitative business practices. But it's questionable whether they actually have the authority to make rules on that subject. There was only one other time in the 1960s when the FTC passed a rule to clamp down on so-called unfair methods of competition. So Chamber of Commerce say they don't have this authority. They say it's a huge power grab. These are the questions that will be worked out in court in the months to come.
So you have reported, Emily, that nearly one in five Americans have jobs that required them to sign a non-compete agreement. One of the questions is where this new rule might hit big first. What industries might it hit big first?
A big one is healthcare. So tons of doctors and nurses have non-competes with other hospitals or big physician groups. Remember, it doesn't apply to nonprofits. So if it's a nonprofit hospital, it doesn't apply to them. But it's a huge industry. Finance is another major sector. So big deal for Wall Street, which relies on non-competes to keep their employees a lot of the time. Tech also has a lot of non-competes. So for example, Amazon's been known to strongly enforce non-competes, even against lower level employees like engineers when they go to competitors like Microsoft. But it's not just white-collar work. Non-competes are super common among hairdressers, unexpectedly. Essentially, they can be found throughout the workforce.
And I'll note that the FTC says right now some 30 million American workers are bound by non-competes. So if this new rule withstands legal challenges, what impact could it have on the economy? Could it help raise wages for workers?
The FTC says this ban could help raise wages as much as $400 billion over the next 10 years. And that's because people will be empowered to leave their jobs, negotiate higher salaries, because they're not always worried about being sued. The FTC also says they think this could help with business formation and increase the creation of startups by as much as 2.7%.
Emily, the big business groups who oppose the rule, they say that companies need non-compete clauses to protect trade secrets, other intellectual property. Is that the case?
Sure. Business groups like the Chamber of Commerce say if you have somebody who knows everything about your business, your customers, sales, internal processes, you don't want them to go across the street and blab about that to your biggest competitor and expose all of your internal machinations. And the FTC's argument and response is, we still have trade secret laws that people have to follow. And if you're really concerned, you can give workers what's called garden leave. So that's when you're still paying an employee's salary, but they're technically on leave, so they can't go out and get another job. That's super common in industries like banking, where people have a lot of knowledge about trading partners. Banks will give people 3 to 6 months garden leave before they can take another job. So when they move, their information is less current and less relevant.
So briefly, what are other arguments for non-compete clauses, one or two?
Chamber of Commerce says that actually wages might be aided by non-compete agreements, that it helps keep businesses competitive, that it gives them an edge when they're trying to attract new employees. So there's, you know, a constant, you know, there's an incentive essentially to bring on new workers and make conditions good. So the Chamber of Commerce is really serious about this. You know, they're producing studies, bringing on economists, and it's definitely going to be a big debate in court.
So I guess a big question, Emily, is when can we expect this new rule from the FTC to take effect?
Yeah, the rule is set to take effect in 6 months, so that would be sometime this fall. But because of all the legal challenges that could seriously delay its implementation, it's probably going to be quite a bit later.
All right. Emily Birnbaum is lobbying and legal affairs reporter for Bloomberg. Emily, thanks.
Thanks very much.